Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree?
Yes.
You are knowing what you are wanting?
Yes.
You are enjoying the expansion of your desire?
Yes.
Which means you are enjoying the contrast of your time-space reality? It's an interesting thing, isn't it, that the very contrast that confounds you is the reason for your expansion. And the reason for your expansion is, in fact, the reason for your eternal nature, for your joy. In other words, it all goes together, doesn't it? If there were not contrast, you would not identify your personal preferences. And we are so wanting to emphasize your personal preferences because you have come forth not as a very small cog in a very big wheel. You are the big wheel. In other words, the universe revolves around you. We are speaking to each of you. The universe is expansive because of you and responsive to you. And when life, your life, causes you to identify preference, to identify desire, expansion has taken place. And so often, as we visit with our physical friends, we recognize that you are not over the moon about those desires that are born from contrast, but we are. When the contrast that you are living is lived by you, that's all, is just lived by you, you automatically, without having to do anything unusual, give birth to a vibrational rocket, you might say, that expresses the new preference that is born from that life experience. And when that new preference is born, the larger part of you turns undivided attention to that new preference. All species evolve in that way. But even beyond the physical maturation of species after species, we're talking about the vibrational evolution. We're talking about the new idea evolution. We're talking about the expanded universe evolution. We're talking about the source energy expansion evolution of which you are such an important part. So you did your part just by showing up, and we don't mean at this seminar. We mean showing up on this planet, showing up in your body, showing up in your personality, showing up in your interactions with people around you, showing up, just showing up, just showing up and living life. You're doing your part by showing up, because just by showing up, you're giving birth to constant rockets of desires, and the universe expands because of it. But so much of the human experience, even though you've shown up and you've observed an environment and you've given birth to a new rocket of desire, and the source within you has followed that rocket and is giving undivided attention to the new and improved version of life experience that your own personal life has carved out, so often, as physical humans, you stand in a different place than that expanded place. And when you stand in a different place than that expanded place, you feel less good than you could. That, in fact, is what all negative emotion is about. You feeling less good than you could. And do you understand why you feel less good than you could when you've given birth to a rocket of desire, and the rocket of desire is now accompanied by source energy, and source energy is now fully embracing your newly expanded idea? Do you understand under what conditions you might then feel less than good? You feel less than good because in the majority of cases, you're still standing where you were standing, beating the drum of injustice, beating the drum of, I know what I don't want. I know what I don't want. I know what I don't want. We hear you say, I know what I don't want. That's just not right. I know what I don't want. And it seems that you don't realize that in the I knowing what I don't want, you are giving birth to a I know what I do want. And we just want you to know that when you give birth to it, even when you don't know you have, that the non-physical inner being, source energy part of you, rides the rocket of, I know what I do want. So now you've lived life, you know what you don't want, you launched a rocket of desire that says, I want something different than what I am observing or what I'm thinking about, what I'm imagining, what I'm worried about. I want something different than this thought. And the source energy rides the rocket of that new and improved thought. And now the source within you does nothing other than beat the drum, you might say, which we mean keep active in vibration. Keep active in vibration. I know what I do want. 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 So when the source within you knows what you do want and you are still fixated on what you don't want, you set up a vibrational discord that is reflected to you. Your body interprets it in what you call negative emotion. All kinds of different labels are given to that, but what it really comes down to is life caused you to expand, and the larger part of you took the expansion, but the physical part of you did not take the expansion because you're still justifying the expansion by pointing out how much you need it, by pointing out how wrong whatever it is that you're looking at is. I don't have enough money, and it's not fair that I don't have enough money, and I'm worried about money, and I hope I can pay my bills, and I hardly know anybody who has enough money. I didn't come from money. My family didn't have enough money. Well, my family has more money than they're letting on, but they're pretending that they don't have enough money because they don't want me to get any of their money, and I don't think that there's any inheritance in the stars for me. So, no, there's no inheritance coming for me, and you can't win the lottery, and it seems like things are just getting harder and harder. And did you know that diesel is over $4 a gallon now? What are they thinking? Who's getting all of this money? They're just raising the price of diesel. It just doesn't feel fair. Look what's happening. The poor truckers are being stretched so. The truck stops are being stretched so. It's costing so much to get the goods to the market, and the consumer is having to pay the difference, and the wages aren't going up, but prices are going up, and what are we going to do? And have you seen the housing market? And you've been watching television. We know you have. And as you beat the drum of all of those things, you hold yourself without meaning to chronically in vibrational discord to your expansion. Do you know that your economy has expanded in vibrational escrow beyond your current wildest dreams? And do you know that the economy always follows what's in vibrational escrow? Where do you think economy comes from? Do you think it comes from other planets? Are they piping it in? Are the resources being trucked in or piped in from other galaxies? Or are you learning that what is here in your time-space reality is the ingredient for the creation of anything that you are inspired to desire? Anything that you are inspired to desire. Now, we really, really, really want you to hear that. Anything that you are inspired to desire causes the expansion. But the reason that it's hard for you to hear that is because you don't count the expansion until it shows up in your bank account. We're counting the expansion in the moment of the expansion, which is in the moment that the vibrational rocket is exuded. We are talking about the expansion of the idea, because everything that you see in your material world that you count as true expansion or true economy, all of it is vibrational based, and all of it was vibration before it was manifestation. All of it must be vibration before it is manifestation, and only those who catch up with the vibrational frequency of the idea ever become the material receivers of the manifestation.